This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Groundbreaking is planned for this afternoon for the new Menominee Elementary School. The new school is being built on the old Webster Stanley School site. Menominee is part of the district's first phase of its long-term facilities plan. Voters approved the project back in the year 2020. The new school will open for the 2024-2025 school year. Kids currently enrolled at Merrill, Washington, Webster Stanley will all be going to Menominee School. Groundbreaking is scheduled, by the way, for 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Oshkosh Public Museum's second floor, including the This is Winnebago Land, Menominee Clan Story, and the Tiffany Window Overlook, will all be reopening to the public very, very soon. The future Waldwick Gallery remains closed as construction and renovations continue there. The Oshkosh Common Council will meet tonight. The council is expected to give the go-ahead to several September events, including the return of the Dragon Boat Races at the Leach Amphitheater in mid-September. Page 2, construction of the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club has hit a big milestone with completion of the Head Start renovation. The club built the building that houses Head Start better than 20 years ago, and it was due for an upgrade. With the project completed, an additional 40 to 50 kids can join the Head Start program. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club is currently working on an $18 million expansion. With the school year just around the corner, bus drivers are needed. Lamer says they've hired about 75% of the drivers they need, at least dozens they need before the start of school. EAA Air Venture is come and gone, but one last great story about it. The Chamber of Commerce, Discover Oshkosh, Woodman Regional Airport, the City of Oshkosh, and others all teamed up to offer attendees a postcard to mail back home. Well, visitors sent out better than 2,000 postcards to all 50 states and 38 countries around the world. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd will have a free agent tryout camp coming up in September on September 23rd at the 20th Avenue YMCA. The G League team requires $250 registration. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.